Hey, beautiful people. This is Nkechi, and I'm just hopping in to set the scene. You are currently listening to Talk Crypto to Me. There are over 15 plus episodes in this particular series, so make sure you get a listen to all of them. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. And make sure you join our community by becoming a member at www.nkechi.club. That's N-K-E-C-H-I.club. All right, let's go ahead and get into the episode, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Enjoy.
Part of the reason why is you are basically entering into a community of individuals who are investing in the future of finance. So when you give your information, it's not about the exchange having access to it. It's about everybody else in that exchange feeling like they can trust you with their future and their dreams. So if you go into any other investment opportunity that is a group investment opportunity, because that is what these tokens are in decentralized finance, you walk into an office, you shake hands, you end up telling people about your kids and what you did on the weekend. Now, facial recognition means that when you walk into the room for the 10th time, we know who you are. And there are a lot of people on these exchanges who do not operate with integrity, which is why the hacks that have happened on exchanges before are concerning, and why a lot of these exchanges are now starting to require a lot more security information. It's not because they want to show up at your door at 2 o'clock in the morning and steal your dog. It's because they simply want to ensure that if somebody does not respect the integrity of the process and what is being built, they know who it is and they can go ahead and prosecute that person while protecting everybody else who is simply building a future that they desire. So you're going to have to give your information because you're not building this alone. This isn't a single bank account. You're building a bank with other people. Does that make sense? LA, does that make sense? I see you off mic.
I wish I could unmod you and mod you again. I mean, I can, but I don't want to do you like that.
Thank you for that very detailed and welcome answer. Now I feel better about it, so I'm going to go ahead with it. And when I finish my walk, I'm going to become a trainer. Okay, I love you. Thank you. Bye.
Yo, I love that. Man, we need more questions like that. I love answering those kind of questions. And guys, please excuse me. I went ahead. I posted the link to the Nkechi.club, like where I'm going to be uploading the audio to. So, the membership is free, all that good stuff. Just you can click it if you would like to. This is no pressure. I don't care if you join. So here's the thing, right? This conversation is getting good. And I've been trying to avoid doing this all day, but I think it's time for us to open up. So, what do you guys think? Should we stay closed? What do you think? I'm going to let you guys vote. Should we stay closed? Blink your mic if you think we should stay closed. Blink your mic if you think we should stay closed. Okay, my girl Anna's on my side. All right, I won't forget you, China. All right, so the rest of y'all are traitors is what you're saying. Okay, all right, cool. All right, so.
That's catchy.
What's up, LA? Oh, I thought did somebody call me?
It's Anna.
What's
Can
up,
you add
Anna?
Me to the queue?
I got you, babe. Yeah, you got it next. As a matter of fact, all right, blink your mic if you think we should open up the room. Blink your mic if you think we should open up the room. Blink your mic if you think we should open up the room. Blink your mic. What, one person? All right. So y'all just not voting? All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. We should open up. All right.
It's a secret society.
Real quick.
Trust.
Nkechi, I have a basic question. You said you wanted basic questions?
I got you next, Miss Rosalind. I'm sorry, Anna. I forgot Miss Rosalind actually was next in the queue, so you're right. I got Rosalind, and then we'll start bringing up that queue. Now that we're getting to the Q&A section, yeah, it does make sense to open up so that more people can come in and ask questions that we may not even know we have. So if you have some questions, man, listen, this is a good time to pop your hand up and come up on stage. Once we open up, we're like at 150 people. Oh, well, 155. 56 people, and this is a closed room, so you already know what's about to happen. The floodgates are about to open. So if you want to be on stage, this is a good time to pop your hand up. Try to have a social media account attached. Try to show me your face, or pop up a crypto pill or an NFT that you purchased. I love seeing those too. Let's go ahead and continue. Miss Rosalind, we got you up next. Why don't you ask your question, and then after that, we'll open up the room.
Great.
All right. I got the game of thrones. Okay, guys, listen. Let me give this warning. If the spirit takes you over, and you start to hit that 4.5 minutes, 6 minutes, you gonna hear this song right here, and it's just gonna increase, just slowly, respectfully, but slowly. You, you know, if the spirit takes you over, you just gonna hear this. It's gonna keep on getting louder and louder. I'm just letting y'all know now.
He said, land your plane.
Land the plane. And it's gonna be real. It's gonna be real insidious. It's gonna, first you're gonna think it's a, first you're gonna think it's the next song on the playlist, and then it's gonna keep on getting louder and louder. You know what I'm saying? All right, Miss Roslyn, what's your question, boo?
I promise you, my question is quick. All I want to say is, you know, I'm real due to the space, and you said that you wanted basic questions. So
yes,
some of
the
terminology, some of the terminology that the people who are familiar with the subject matter is using, people like me who are beginners in it, do not understand the terminology. So I just wanted the speakers or the people who are going to be presenting to remember that there are beginners, and so they may be using terminology we don't understand. And if they can break it down, do not turn that Game of Thrones.
I got you,
man. I'm done.
I got you.
I am done. I learn quick. I'm done.
You're brilliant. You're brilliant. That's actually a really good point. So as I hear you guys like responding, if you hear me hop in and say, hey, define that word real quick, just you know that I'm doing it with love and respect, and because we know that you're super smart and we want you to catch everybody else up to it. So thank you so much for pointing that out, Miss Roslyn. I really, really, truly, truly, truly appreciate you. And you know what? Let's go ahead and open up the space. Yo, Oscar, did you want to add something? I'll add you to the queue if you do. You want me to add you to the queue, Oscar?
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Good morning, everyone.
I got you, brother. Yes. All right, Becky, do you want to add something? Oh, hold on, Oscar. Hold on, babe. I promise. You're in the queue. Okay, so I got Anna, and then I got you next. Becky, did you want to add something? I see you unmiked. Becky with the blonde hair, you want to add something, babe? Oh, she's
right. Oh, no, I'm great. No, I'm great. I'm just listening. Thank you so much.
No worries. You're welcome here. Hey, Louis, did you want to add something, boo?
Yes, I have a question.
All right, I got you added to the queue, brother. All right, sounds good. All right, guys, this is what we're about to do. We're about to open up the space. Once we open it up, listen, send out your pings. Hit that plus sign in the bottom right and ping your friends into here. The conversation is just getting started, so let's make sure that we can spread as much knowledge as possible. If you guys know anything about me, I am all about free knowledge. We got to get this information out because people are getting scammed every single day, and we have to help if we can, all right? So once I open up the room, I'm literally going to count down from three. And then once I do, hit those plus signs and start pinging in your friends that you know need to hear this information. I think we're one of the only rooms that's even open right now. So a lot of people might be just dumping their entire life savings into Shiba, not even understanding what exactly it is. So, all right, I'm about to open it up. And once I do, I'm going to hop over to you, Anna. So get your question ready. All right, 3, 2, 1, boom. This is officially an open space. Feel free to ping your friends, ping your wives, ping your husbands, because we're pinging everybody around here. What's up, Anna? What's your question, boo?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So, good morning from New Jersey.
Oh, good morning from Texas. What's up, <Anna? laughs> Sorry, that's our morning shout, guys.
Yeah. So I had the pleasure of sharing a room with Fabian the other day. I am a complete newbie, fresh from the egg. And I went and downloaded Coinbase, Gemini, blah, blah, blah. I downloaded everything. And then I started reading the terms and conditions as LA. And I was like, wait a minute. No, you can't have that. And thank you, Supernerd, for clarifying. Now, my question is, because I've been going into different rooms and I keep hearing comments from this person and that person. So I have, I guess, two questions. These are newbie questions. My first question is there a difference, a preference between purchasing on Gemini versus Coinbase Pro versus crypto? Or like Bitmart, besides the gas fees, I learned a new word, a term.
Look at your gas fees. Oh, yo, break down what that word means. Break down what a gas fee is.
Besides the gas fees, and two, at what point do you move your money? Because this is something that keeps drilling my head. At what point do you move your money from a cold wallet to a hard wallet? So, you know, a public key to, you know, a private key. That's my concern because I like to set up my stuff properly from the beginning so I don't have issues later. So those are my two questions. Thank you.
Those are awesome questions. Who wants to take it? I'm going to give the mods an opportunity first. And then if the mods don't have something, I'll look out for a speaker. Let's go.
I'm waiting for Terry to answer.
Ooh, Terry with the blonde hair.
I got my pen and paper ready. I'm ready, Terry.
Wait, what's that question? Sorry, I just finished a work call.
She might be on a Zoom. All right, she got it.
Yo, okay. The first one was the comparison between different exchanges when you're making purchases on there. Correct me if I'm wrong, Anna. Second one is, at what point do you switch over to a cold storage wallet?
Oh, well, so, I mean, for me, there's three different steps. There's the exchange where you're purchasing and onboarding your fiat. And then you've got a wallet, like whether it's Coinbase wallet, Trust wallet, MetaMask wallet, which is, you know, like a warm wallet. And then you've got cold storage, which is like a Trezor or a Ledger. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So when
she just is wondering also about like when you take it off, like how long you wait to take it off, I guess.
I don't leave any money on any of the exchanges at all because I mean, sometimes they can just close down. And not like Coinbase or Coinbase Pro is going to do that, but you never know. Like yesterday, people couldn't, they shut down for a little bit. So it's just best to keep it, keep everything in cold storage. And if it's a couple hundred, it's all about your risk, right? It's what you're willing to lose. So if you're comfortable, you just like to have fiat somewhere or crypto somewhere that you can buy and sell and trade back and forth, then an exchange is where you want to keep your money. A wallet like, you know, MetaMask, Trust, Coinbase wallet, you know, I know people who will keep up to a certain amount there. Like maybe they'll keep up to $7,500 or $10,000. But then once the value gets up over that, then they want to make sure they put it on cold storage. And some of the cold storage devices you can trade from, like you can keep it safe there and you can still, you know, buy and sell from that device. But make sure they put it on cold storage. And some of the cold storage devices you can trade from, like you can keep it safe there and you can still, you know, buy and sell from that device, but you're keeping it more secure, if that helps.
The only thing I would say too about the different exchanges, you know, a lot of times people use Gemini because in New York, we can't get to hardly any of the exchanges. Coinbase doesn't have great PR as far as people of color go, but they do have the easiest onboarding and most of the coins. So I think that's why a lot of people just break down and end up using it. You know, you could go with like the Voyager. Exodus used to let you buy in the wallet, just like Terry was saying. So a lot of your wallets have DEX and you can swap at least. But it is sometimes personal preference. Some people were trying to get into places that they didn't have to KYC, where they didn't have to give their ID and all their information. But normally those are more swaps than they are full exchange.
The only thing that I will say to you is that it also depends on the token that you look at investing, because for example, Saitama, which is one that people are talking about and I'm not going to get into right now, is currently not available on some of the larger exchanges because it hasn't been adopted by those exchanges, because exchanges like Gemini, Kraken, you know, Crypto.com, Coinbase, what they do is they vet whether or not these are actually going to be long-term viable investments, whether, you know, they have dips and, you know, they have surges. What they do is they don't just necessarily adopt every token that comes out in the market, because realistically, anybody could dream up a token, but is it actually structured to be successful and be a great investment for people who are going to adopt it in the future? So you will probably end up having, I'd say, three wallets, just because it depends on which wallet, or three exchanges, because it depends on which exchange gets the next token first. So for example, with Saitama right now, it's only available on Uniswap. I do not have Uniswap, but I know that Uniswap has a connection to Coinbase. So I have crypto on Coinbase, Kraken, and crypto.com, just because it allows you to still have reach, because right now there is no centralized market for decentralized economies where you just go to one supermarket like
that.
Stock exchange, right? So we don't have a New York Stock Exchange yet, or, you know, a Canadian Stock Exchange, for what we recognize with traditional fiat, where you can say, okay, I'm going to go to my financial advisor and they can get into any market. So right now what's happening is, I would say the top three for me, and I'm very much a rookie investor. The only reason why I got into crypto is because I started doing branding for a crypto millionaire. And I was like, wait, you made money doing what? I thought those were Pokemon coins.
Technically they are.
I'm so serious. Like when my brother came to me in 2015, he's like, oh, you know, we should get Bitcoin. And I was like, is that like a Tamagotchi?
And he was like, you people from the 1900s are just so concerning.
Okay, first of all, the 1900s.
That is rude.
That is right? rude.
But now say the year. 2020, I should have gotten those Tamagotchis he was talking about because I wouldn't need to go to work. But anyway, moving on. So I would say you're probably going to have
That's
three.
Painful. That's the one, painful.
The ones that I am comfortable with that I started off with as a baby investor, and I'm very much a baby, I'm not even crawling, is Kraken. Coinbase, because it does have the visibility, and because it's a publicly traded company now, they also have to operate with a certain level of transparency and responsibility. So I would say I would just have Coinbase just for the sake of that. And then Gemini, those are probably the three most stable exchanges thus far. I don't know if Terry or Nkechi have like a different perspective, but there is no one super exchange, unfortunately, at the present moment. So you're never going to have just one. Those are the three that I would go with.
If I can just add to Ms. Crystal, I just wanted to add to, I think a lot of the in back and forth that we don't talk about is that some of the exchanges are harder to get your money off. Ooh. And they require a certain number, a certain amount of token, or a certain amount of money before you can take it off. I learned that the hard way with crypto.com, which I had never really, I was a Gemini girl. So just do your due diligence on that side too. Look at what you're holding in there. A lot of people are staking, so they don't really care. But if you're looking to move your money right onto your wallet and they don't allow it, it's going to be a mind blow for sure.
I have a question about Shiba because I heard about it a few like months back. This is Snap Boogie, by the way.
Hey Snap. Hey Boo. Hey beloved. I missed you, babe. Hey, there's a queue. I just added you to it. I'm sorry to jump in like that. I apologize.
Oh, my bad.
No, you're good. I just added you. Hey, loves. Welcome to the other side. I hope you're enjoying the journey so far. If there are episodes you haven't listened to yet, make sure to check them out next. And if you haven't already, make sure you visit us at www.nkechi.club to join our community by becoming a member. That's nkechi.club. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. I hope that something you heard today touched you. And until the next time, please remember, you are loved, you are valued, and we couldn't do this without you.